I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, let's get straight to it. Dom time. I always enjoy when we speak with the Director of Public Safety out there in Bensalem, which, as I said, is a melting pot, an old-fashioned melting pot, big time. Fred Herron is in today's paper, Bucks County Courier-Times. Headline, NAACP, Bucks County Police, speak out. And Fred said, if you don't feel safe, I'm not doing my job. Public Safety Director for Bensalem, Fred Herron, with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Fred, thanks for making time to be with us again.
No problem, Don. Thanks for having me.
Well, I thought this was what the modern police officer, educated, skilled, is like. That's what comes through here, your relationship with the community last night, and the point that you wanted to make about reassuring their safety.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just about crime statistics and crime statistics showing that you're safe, which we have some great statistics here in Bensalem, but it's also people feeling safe. And certainly this has been in existence since, 1829, since Robert Peel, since the father of modern day policing, founded the first police department. And then again, in the 90s, we started to see the rebirth of it under Bill Clinton with 100,000 more cops on the street under the community policing era. And that continues today into 2020. You have to feel safe. The people that come into the town, the people that live here, I want to make sure that they feel safe, not only are safe, but they feel safe.
Well, that's from crime. How do you get across the idea that safety is involved in cooperation with the police, that the police are not a threat?
Well, you've got to make sure that you you have that reach out and you have that open line of communication with the public. We're involved in so many community groups here in Bensalem. Like I said yesterday at the rally that we had here in Bensalem, we have NAACP members on our hiring board. That's right. Two members of the NAACP sit on our police hiring board to pick police officers.
I did not know that. And that is that's a good thing to do at several levels because, this is not an exact science. And that shows how far police are driven, like you, to get the right people.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, there's a lot of human element here, but we have a lot of checks and balances in place to make sure that we do hire the best and that we retain the best. And if there's a problem, then we encourage them to seek employment elsewhere and not be here in Bensalem Township because we're not going to stand for the shenanigans and the nonsense that's going on across the country in some aspects. The problem with policing isn't the police departments and not the police officers. The problem is a lot of times police aren't given the tools at a political level, but not in Bensalem. I mean, our mayor and council
supports
100%.
I know he does.
And, they talk about defunding. Actually, you have to increase the funding to police by the way of training and supervision and software to monitor the police. There's a lot of things in place that we've been lucky in Bensalem to be able to acquire, and we're doing that. There's all kinds of software out there that help us do our job as leaders in the police world a lot better. And to defund and take money away is not the answer. You should be investing. You invest in what you need to make sure that you have the best of in your community. People care about two things in their community. They care about safety and schools. Those are the two big things.
Absolutely.
Local parks and all those things are secondary.
Now, Fred, the big issue, a buddy of mine, a mutual friend, Philadelphia Police, a couple of them, they really like you and admire this. And they told me there's this program, I guess in crisis time or whatever, where it's all hands on deck and the surrounding communities have an assist officer, something like that, where you would send some cops, if you can, to help in Philadelphia because they've been really overloaded. But because of Larry Krasner, you have, at least for now, pulled out of that?
So we will never leave a police officer hanging. But what we have pulled over, what we have pulled out of is I have a lot of officers assigned to different task forces that go over into Philadelphia. And certainly, you know, my detectives are in Philadelphia because, you know, 70% of the people that we arrest here in Bensalem do not have Bucks County addresses. 48% of that 70 have Philadelphia addresses. Therefore, my detectives have to do follow-ups in the city of Philadelphia. We're relooking at that because of Larry Krasner. Larry Krasner is not a person that really wants to solve crime and reduce crime. That's not what he's about, and I'm not, under my watch, going to let one of my police officers be in Philadelphia, God forbid, get involved in something, and Larry Krasner has a nice trophy of a suburban police officer that he's taking to trial. You see what's happening now in Philadelphia, and these poor cops, you know, they're handcuffed by a guy that's supposed to stand for law and order and fairness. You know, you got a guy like Matt Weintraub here in Bucks County, who's a law and order guy, outside the box guy, public guy, bringing programs to our county, unifying people. Larry Krasner's ripping people apart, and that's not what you need in a leader.
I'm so glad to hear you enunciate all this, Fred, and I heard two things there. One, at best, it's a waste of time because he doesn't want to solve these. You can solve anything you want. He's just going to let people go, downgrade it, diminish it, whatever. But then the other is the jackpot. You assist, say, something happens with the Philadelphia police, and this guy then puts you through the ringer, even if it's a perfect situation. Why would you then put your cops at risk? Now, I was told, too, has this spread to other parts of Bucks County?
From what I understand, it has. I've also been told, I haven't confirmed this, that it spread to other counties as well. And I can't speak for the other three counties, but I'm told two of the three have taken this approach as well. But I haven't been able to confirm that. And that's a problem. You know, that's a huge problem. And, you know, a lot of people will say to me, well, you know, it's Philadelphia. You know, Krasner's not my problem. Krasner is our problem, too, because, you know, that's going to hurt us doing investigations because I've got to be very careful. You know, I'm not only responsible for the public and the people that come through Bensalem, but I'm also responsible for the safety of the officers that work here in Bensalem. And I can't sleep well at night putting them in harm's way with a guy in Philadelphia that it really has been not quiet about going after cops and, you know, that are performing their function, trying to save their own lives, you know, trying to deal with the chaos that's in the city. You know, I just can't do that. I have to be able to put my head on my pillow at night. And that has been keeping me up at night, and it was since last Sunday. And that's why I came out with this order here in Bensalem to cease and desist in the city of Philadelphia. Hopefully the voters in Philadelphia will get a new DA.
Well, Fred, I'm so glad because, you know, you leave yourself open to idiots who don't understand this. To them, they think what Krasner is doing is a revolution, a long time coming. And look, there can be a DA. There have been DAs like Seth Williams. Oh, I was very friendly with on a personal level. I didn't like some of his decisions, but he was within the mainstream. You know, Matt, sometime, I didn't like his decision in Narducci, the big murder thing somewhat. But overall, he's a brilliant guy doing a brilliant job. So, you know, yeah. We realize that. This is utterly different what Krasner's about.
It is utterly different. And, you know, it's okay. The DAs, you know, they have to hold everybody to a very high standard, and there's nothing wrong with that. I want to be held to that standard. You know, but you get a guy like Matt Weintraub who is a great balancer, and he knows to make sure how to bring law and order and fairness into Bucks County, make sure that our residents are safe, and make sure that we're doing a lot of outside-the-box proactive programming. That's what you get with a DA like Matt Weintraub. That's what you get here in Bucks County. I don't know if he's got a brother that wants to be DA in Philadelphia, but that would be nice for the citizens of Philadelphia.
Well, you know, I'm on a mission. I'm sworn to help the FOP. We're beating the bushes, and I've said, Fred, I don't care if it's a liberal that I differ with on most things and wouldn't be my cup of tea as DA, but just somebody mainstream. I differ, but okay. You know, I differ in this case here around the edges. This is just, and the Soros connection that we know of, which is genius. And it'll be coming to places like Bucks County. It's already happened in Delaware County. We had the DA on from there. And he admitted, you know, that I think Soros threw $100,000 his way for a DA's race in Delco. He's serious, Soros. He realizes he can't buy every legislator. But if he gets people like Krasner in there who have their own version of the law, then you don't have to do anything else.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And please, I don't want people to misunderstand me. Police need to be held to a
yes.
higher standard. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Police have to be held to a much higher standard than the average citizen. But what's going on there and literally gunning for police officers, that's not a solution. What I talked about in the first half of the show, the training, the supervision, all the things that we're doing here, bringing those programs and putting money behind the police to make them the best possible officers you can, that's what's needed.
Absolutely. And I like what you're doing with your hiring board. That gives different voices, different perspectives with people.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Fred, don't be a stranger. Anytime. We love having you on.
Thanks so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.